anime. That's time is now. Fall anime guide from TNIB, episode 8. That's what we're covering. Episode 8 of Goblin Slayer. Episode 8 of JoJo Golden Wind. Goblin Slayer, let's go.
It's fucking boring.
Yo, so it wasn't boring, okay? The first 5 minutes
were... Oh, you're right. The first 5 minutes of the episode are fucking wild. Yes. Oh my god.
Yes. So we pick up from last episode where he just dies.
Yeah. He got baseball swung into the ceiling.
Yeah.
And then dies.
This episode opens up, first of all, he doesn't have his armor on. So confirmed he is a human.
Yeah.
He is human. And but you don't ever see his face. They show his mouth and stuff. He's a scarred man.
Yeah, and they have a flashback of him as a kid with very long bangs.
Yeah, and he's being
trained by a goblin.
Yeah,
a
goblin wizard.
Yeah,
I don't know what that is. Anyways, he's in the bed naked, and he gets up, and you see that he's also in the bed naked with the mage girl.
Yes,
and you're like,
what?
What? Why?
And she's like holding onto his arm as he leaves and shit.
Yeah, yeah. And he's like, okay, I'll tuck her in. As he sits on the edge of the bed, the Sword Maiden
rolls in with unclothed eyeballs.
Unclothed eyeballs and the tightest toga I've ever seen.
It's weird because it's tight also in the middle. Like, it was tight in the center of her breast. Like, there was a specific piece of elastic here within the fabric that was just like... We need to accentuate.
It was also cold.
These mountains. Yeah. Oh, it was so cold. Yes. Oh my god. Also, I don't know how she has so much lift.
Yeah.
When she is not wearing a bra, those things are huge.
Like, it's because the elastic of her toga is just so tight. I guess.
Yeah, it's also a bra.
Yeah.
Like, fuck, man. Those are some perky chesticles.
And the first words out of her mouth are very, very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, she says. Did you enjoy your night with the cleric girl
and me
and myself
in bed
together? And he's just like,
yeah, it was fine.
Mm-hmm. He's like, because it only works when a virgin sleeps with a dead man to bring him back to life.
Oh, this must be the resurrection spell I've heard so much about.
Unfortunately, it doesn't work with me because I've already been tainted, but I slept with you guys anyway.
Yeah. And then she proceeded to be like, you know, when I was tainted, I just kept screaming like a little bitch. Like, I was like, whoa, where's this going?
Yeah, and through it all, as she was talking, she had this one animation where she's like, hands come to center, down through the center.
Yeah, like, so it went, like, her hands purposely through her cleavage.
Yeah,
like,
and then the incredible boob animation returns.
It's like, boing.
Yeah, and you're like, whoa.
There's the budget, found it.
Whoa. She leaves. Other mage chick wakes up. Ah, did you see me naked?
Yup. Yes.
I did.
And she's like, oh, okay.
Yeah. And that's largely the episode.
That was the most exciting part of the episode.
Yeah, because
maybe the end was pretty good. But... Yeah.
The next 20 or next 15 minutes are them going around getting their armor repaired.
And eating ice cream.
Yes.
And there's that one comedic scene where he has a helmet on, but no armor.
Yes, he's wearing casual clothes.
Casual clothes, but he still has his helmet on.
Yeah, and we found out the girl's like, I don't want to get my chainmail replaced. I need it repaired.
Because it was the first thing you gave me.
Yeah.
And you were still proud of me.
Yeah, and now that we've had sex, I gotta be super...
No, she's a virgin. She didn't have sex. She just laid with him.
She just laid with him.
Yeah.
With a dead body.
You can't... Listen, you can't be a white mage if you're tainted. That's why that one girl's a black mage.
Oh, yes.
And she talks like this. I can't believe it. Why she always... out of breath.
Because she's always in heat.
She's always carrying those tanks, man. Yeah. Those milk tanks.
Yeah. And that was the episode.
No, they fought a beholder.
Did they?
Yeah, the eyeball guy.
Oh, yeah.
That was late game D&D right there.
Yeah.
They found a way to cheese. So the thing is, okay, here's the thing now with this show. Is every battle... gonna be cheese.
Yes.
Because they said, like, oh, what if your powder idea didn't work? Because they threw a bunch of flour into the thing and set it on fire, right? what if your powder thing doesn't work? And he's like, oh, what we were going to do is that we were going to hit it with an arrow, run out of aggro range, and then when it reset aggro, we'll go back and hit it with another arrow. Right? Like, that's exactly what they said. Is this show, every battle, going to be some sort of cheese? Because, like, everything has been very clever, but they're starting to reuse different strategies. And also, when they are actually, like, battling, it's not that exciting.
Yeah.
Right? It's usually like, I'm going to go for a move, and then you get fucking backhanded. Right? There's nothing clever within the fight itself. It's always... Because it's not really a fight at that point. It's just it's just like, here's a plan we made. Right? It's like if Sung Tzu had to fight. It's just like, no, we're not going to fight. Just throw these bones to the river. We'll collect all their arrows. And we'll shoot them back at them later. Right? Like, it's not really fighting. It's more tactical prowess.
I hear you.
I don't know. It's kind of boring.
Kinda. Or really.
I'm gonna still be kinda. All
right. I think it's kind of boring.
Yeah. This, why did we pick this show?
I don't know. You tell me.
It's had such a strong start.
It did.
That's what happened. We didn't wait. We didn't give it the 3-episode try.
Well, we did, and that was a mistake.
No, but the thing is that we started the show...
Well, we had to. We had to commit. It was week one.
I guess.
We had to commit. This is one of those things. We just committed.
How was this 12 episodes?
What's the other anime we watched?
JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
Okay, you're going to have to fill me on some gaps here because I did fall asleep for like 5 minutes.
Did you really? Yeah. Why?
Because I've just been really tired.
Oh, okay. So it was a pretty exciting episode.
No, I know. It was about the bullets and the dudes. And yeah. And the bullets weren't working. And then
Okay, so when we left our anti-hero Mista, he was getting on the truck. He found where, what was his name? Sale? Was going, and he basically is on this truck. He gets on, sees a driver, and the driver starts driving, and he realizes that Sale's on the top of the truck. Mista tries to shoot him in the fucking face. He does successfully shoot him in the head, but somehow the bullet didn't go in. It didn't go all the way through. It like stopped at his skull. And he's like, what the fuck is happening?
Yeah.
Next, he shoots some more shots, and his Sale's stand, which we learn his name is Kraftwerk, deflects a bunch of them.
Yeah.
And he's just like, ah, you're weak, you suck.
Yeah.
And but the bullets are suspended in midair, and they're following him.
Yeah.
Right? And Mista's like, what the fuck? He's like, I need to get out of here. He tries to drop off the truck, but he's stuck. Like, he fully let go of the truck, and he's stuck where he is. And so it turns out that his... Sales stand. What was it called? Oh, I forget what it's called. But it has the ability to basically stop kinetic motion.
Mm-hmm. Suspend?
And suspend objects and people.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I'm just trying to look up the guy's stand. His stand is... Oh, his stand is Kraftwerk. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Stand is Kraftwerk. It turns out Kraftwerk can kind of take kinetic energy away from things, but also, like, apply kinetic energy to them. So one example is that they are fighting on the truck, and while he's on the road, Sale's on the road, Mista is coming at him, and he's constantly tapping a bullet that he had suspended in midair.
Yeah.
And what that does is that it slowly but surely builds up kinetic energy within the bullet, and then when he releases it, it shoots it like he had the power of a gun.
Yeah.
Right? And his whole thing is like, I have to do little taps because I have to aim where it's going. Like, if I do big ones, it's too uncontrollable. I don't know where it's going to go. Other creative ways to use his power is that when they were driving up the cliffside and Sale had fell off the truck, he throws a bunch of stones into the air, and he rock climbs in midair, like just with just stones in suspended
animation. That was cool.
That was really cool. That's some rock climbing. Damn. what level is that?
I don't know. It's gonna be like a 15.
Yeah, that's like a 15. It's a high 15. Yeah, so there's some pretty creative ways he used to stand. But ultimately, this is where we learn kind of the full extent of Sex Pistols.
Yeah.
Where it's kicking bullets. It's still kicking bullets.
It's
just multiple guys kicking bullets, and then they can manipulate bullets in different ways.
Yeah.
So what happened was Kraftwerk had a bullet that was really close. He was going to shoot Mista, but all six of the Sex Pistols got on top of the bullet. And when he let go, they kicked it back at him. But because they all kicked it, it was a lot of force. Mm-hmm. And it split the bullet in half.
Mm-hmm.
And then that made Kraftwerk miss his deflection. And Mista purposely aimed that half a bullet would go into the wound that was already in Sale's head.
Yeah.
And push the current bullet back further up
yeah.
into his brain
mm-hmm.
and kill him. And that was the way it ended. I really like that fight mainly for Sale and Kraftwerk. I do still think Mista's powers is a little lame, especially coming off of a Baccio that's just like ultimate utility.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I agree. Yeah, I remember the rock climbing part. I'm like, whoa, that's one really cool way to use that.
Yeah.
That was cool. Yeah. Sex Pistol still sucks.
More like sucks pistols.
Wow.
Hey.
The jokes, they just keep coming. They just
keep coming.
Wow.
So yeah, that was the end of that fight. They end up with a little comedic note where the truck driver is all like, who's this guy I think he is? I'm not a taxi, blah, blah, blah. Giorno doesn't see Mista going back into town, so he tells the truck driver to drive back up the mountain. Right? So there's a little thing like that. That was pretty funny. We actually didn't watch what the next episode thing was.
Called?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't remember what comes next. But what were some of the gaps you were missing? Was it the fights?
Like... It was when he first introduces Kraftwerk. That's what it was.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. After they started fighting, I was back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was the part where, so you missed up like the mystery.
Like the first shot I missed.
Yeah, you missed the mystery portion where he kind of like falls off the truck, but even with an open palm, he's still suspended in midair and he's like, what the fuck is happening?
No, so I saw that and I just didn't really understand what was happening.
Mm. Yeah. So yeah, I thought that was a really cool fight.
It was neat.
We are now in prime JoJo. Like that is like we are there.
We're in primo.
Yeah, we're in primo JoJo.
Primo JoJo.
We're on this island. We're gonna do some stuff. We're gonna find some treasure.
Okay.
I want to say White Album's next, but he might be a little bit further.
All right.
So we'll see.
Okay.
But yeah, that's more JoJo. I still think that's pretty consistent. I still like the way they're animated. There was like four color palette swaps. In this fight, like straight up, no joke.
They're still jarring.
They're still very jarring. You're not wrong. But I still like the art. I still like the color choices. So I'm still happy. So happy with it. It's definitely not as like mind blowing as when I first read it. Mm-hmm. But I already like spoiled it for myself. So obviously.
Yeah, I mean, like nothing so far again has been as crazy as when Bruno licks Giorno through the fucking window.
Puts fingers in his mouth. Yeah.
I don't know.
We'll get there.
Okay. All right.
We'll get there.
Sure.
So yeah, I think we're still on the downward enjoyment of Goblin Slayer,
uh-huh.
and we're still in the neutral enjoyment of JoJo.
Uh-huh.
But the upwards enjoyment is our bonus show, which to be honest, I kind of want to make a regular show.
Uh-huh.
Like I'm debating just like, yo, catch up. Like we'll just catch. I'll just go catch up, and we can talk about it
because.
Superhuman Samurai Cyber Squad Gridman is fucking awesome. Dude, that show is sick.
Yeah.
The one girl I thought was gonna be an evil bitch is totally a psycho evil bitch.
She's the best.
She's fucking crazy.
Oh, she's the best.
She is like if you were evil
and
one step further into your toy career. Like she is straight modeling these kaiju, kind of like Rita Repulsa.
Yeah. Oh man.
Getting them to grow. I still like this whole mystery though of like the kaijus are destroying shit. But when you defeat them, the world resets. But the people who died are still dead.
Mm.
But not because of the event. Like, because they mentioned that they're the two friends that were at school that died from the one fire blast attack.
Yeah.
They their parents said they died in middle school.
Yeah.
Right? And it's like, well, what?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Like, how come the school is able to come back and nobody talks about the kaiju, but it changes why those two are dead.
Yeah. And in this episode, when you learn that Akane is trying to kill her teacher.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, I don't, like, that's... This show did with a, like, so to be, like, think about, compare this week's episode of Goblin Slayer to episode 2 of Gridman.
Yeah.
It's basically the same, like, setup.
Yeah.
It is, we're coming off of a mystery from last episode.
Yep.
We have a nice little slice of life portion
mm-hmm.
that teaches you about different characters in different mm-hmm. parts of the world. And then there's a fight at the end.
Yeah.
Right? Fucking Goblin Slayer falls on its face.
Yeah.
Because I think the thing with Goblin Slayer now is that they don't leave enough mystery.
Yeah.
Right? Every episode, they introduce something mysterious, but then immediately solve it within that episode.
Yeah.
Whereas Gridman is answering questions you had from last episode, but still introducing way more mystery.
Yeah.
Right? Like, for every question you get an answer to, you get two more questions. And that is the way to pace a show like that.
Yeah.
And it's just weird to see those two shows in contrast.
Yep. I will tell you, Gridman, they very quickly explain how that this phenomenon is happening.
Yeah.
But then the answer is also just a big what the fuck.
All right. Like, I'm down. If you're okay with 3 episodes a week, like, maybe we take one of these and catch up on our own time, so we only watch 2 episodes here before the show.
Sure.
Like, I am totally down to add Gridman to the show.
Sure. I'll do it. I'm caught up on Gridman. Like, yeah. I'm ready to go.
I am down.
Well, how'd you feel about Samurai Calibur?
I love his swords. Like, it's so cool. Like, the weird, like, rhombus thing he's got going on where it's all angled.
Did you see when he pulled it out what it looked like?
No.
Oh, I think you're looking at your phone or something.
Yeah, I must have missed it.
He has to attack.
He has to attack?
He has to attack.
What is it?
Like, because the kids are under a building and the kaiju blows up the building and it's going to follow them.
Mm-hmm.
So he has to slice all the debris.
Oh.
Yeah. And it's like this huge serrated edge.
Nice.
Yeah.
I like his whole thing because he doesn't understand that his swords are wide as fuck and he's walking into the door Three Stooges style.
Yeah.
Like, that's really funny. Yeah. If you compare episode to episode, Gridman does everything Goblin Slayer does just exponentially better.
Yeah.
I don't know what Trigger had to save anime from.
They're not saving anime.
They're saving Tokusatsu. They're saving Tokusatsu.
Yes.
I don't know. Kamen Rider's been really good lately. I think Tokusatsu is fine.
Yeah.
But they saved anime Tokusatsu.
Yeah, that's what they're saving.
It's very niche genre.
Yeah. Oh, that sword.
It's really cool, man. He turns into a sword. So yeah. I assume the other two also turn into things at a certain point?
Oh, you'll see.
Okay.
You will see.
Yeah, dude, Gridman's sick.
That girl is the best.
She's crazy. Oh, she's fucking crazy. She has a room you're probably jealous of, that's for sure. Like, those hallways of glass cases all full of, like, expensive-ass toys.
Yeah.
Except for the garbage on the floor.
Yeah.
But, man.
Yeah.
Also, like, I don't understand that house. Because, like, you get basically a tour of some of the hallways.
Yeah.
And then her room is, like, the length of the house, and you're like, what is happening?
Yeah, don't worry, it makes sense in the end,
I guess. Just the alternate dimension,
you'll see.
Okay,
you'll see.
So yeah, she's just full of garbage. I don't, like, she's literally a garbage person and she surrounds herself with garbage, literally.
Yeah.
So yeah,
Gridman's cool.
Gridman's awesome.
Yeah.
Super sick, styling, smoking Gridman.
Yeah, that's it. That's the one.
That's the one.
So there you go. Anything to take away from this episode is...
Watch JoJo, baby.
Sure. Drop everything we've told you and watch Gridman. That's what I'm going to say.
Don't drop JoJo, though.
Okay, you don't have to drop JoJo or Goblin Slayer.
No, you can drop Goblin Slayer.
Just pick up Gridman.
Yeah, pick up Gridman.
If you haven't done so already.
Gridman's sick.
Yeah. That's some cool stuff. Okay. Until next week. Bye.